Previously on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
I don't think I'll ever see Janiyah again, so I don't need this ghost touch rune.
You kept it this whole time just in case.
I love this.
Yeah.
It's funny. That's so great.
Viewslog is as mysterious as he's ever been.
Darn you, Viewslog.
Greg's
darn you.
I'm making all the extracurricular noises over there.
So angry.
All right.
Tell me everything.
You observe the maw of Rovagug for a few hours.
You're up here all by yourself?
Oh, yeah. I tend to the inner workings and the outer workings of the maw of Rovagug.
I noticed there's a combined low IQ around here.
Well, I don't know what that means, but you're probably right.
So Luton's got a date.
Yeah,
Luton's got a date. The crusty old mechanic.
Listen, it's fine. Take one for the team.
So he met up with ogres and giant bats.
I think he's meeting up with a force of people to come threaten the gunworks.
A significant number of leadsmiths hanging out around the maw of Rovagug.
Okay, we can take them.
What?
That's like three each. We got this.
It's a lot of guns.
And then
man.
The rest of the other 15 come over.
They begin to form what looks like a firing line.
No, I'm throwing my hood. Darnayru has already left the Shumfall of Five. He has thrown his hood up and left.
Okay. You're supremely confident, though, Duval. I like that. Can I trust you one last time? Find out what's going on. Head out there.
Maybe. Just kidding. Yes, you can trust us.
There's a yellow streak running up the back of this kitty man a mile wide.
We totally head up there.
Oh my gosh. How do we head up there, though? How?
There's some stairs. An army approaches.
Oh, my God.
And you hear those shield marshals say, "To the walls! To the walls!" Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, open to merger offers from the corporate TTRPG world. Yes, I am a sellout.
How much of a sellout, though? That's the real question.
Well, look at it this way. There's only one corporate TTRPG outfit. It's Hasbro.
Is it?
And the only way I'll play Dungeons & Dragons is if someone pays me. So it's kind of like a win-win.
Hey.
More like has been.
Ooh.
Got him.
Yeah.
Got him, if only.
Dem are fighting words.
If Hasbro was has been, then people would be able to enjoy better TTRPG experiences, like the one you get from Pathfinder.
You're well on your way to that merger with these statements.
You think so?
You know.
Yeah.
What's your price?
Picking
what's your
price? A fight.
They're going to have to pay me to silence me. That's...
Think about how many games Hasbro has under their label.
Are you talking like Monopoly?
Yeah. But I'm saying how many board games are out there that are under the Hasbro label?
Mm-hmm. Battle.
There's got to be so many games I've never even heard of that are probably dumb.
Here's a sad fact.
Hungry Hippo.
Though.
Ooh, Hungry Hippo.
Because Hasbro is so corporatized, it means that there's people who work for Hasbro that are miserable at work.
Yeah.
You think so? It's a game.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a game place. It's supposed to be fun, but you can basically guarantee that there are people who are unhappy there because they get whistleblown every time they try to release something ridiculous.
Or normal.
Yeah.
And they can't play Pathfinder.
And they can't play Pathfinder.
And they can't play Pathfinder.
Can't play Pathfinder at Hasbro HQ.
At the heart of their sadness is that they cannot play Pathfinder.
I agree.
They've got Monopoly. They got Trivial Pursuit. They got
did you
Clue.
It?
Of course I did.
Clue is Hasbro?
Did you Firefox it?
They've got Yahtzee. Yahtzee. They got Yahtzee. The original dice roll.
Don't say these
game.
Names anymore. It's against copyright.
No, just say things.
Talking about them?
What?
We can say them.
That's open. This is... Yeah. They've got Operation. That's the one with the...
Is it Water on the Knee?
They've got...
Operation. Listen, $1 million fee.
They've got Scrabble. Operation. Scrabble.
Scrabbles?
Yeah, all
Scrabble.
The classics.
They literally do have all the classics.
Yeah.
Hey, name something we never heard of.
Something you never heard of. I've got a cup of noodle soup,
800
Yahtzee.
800 versions of Monopoly.
Why do you have so many versions of Clue?
Go
That's
to the last
weird.
Page on the list. That's what you do. Don't go to the next page. Go to the last page. Get
well,
to
I don't
the
even
weird.
Know how to do that.
Click on the number 6.
Oh, no.
This is great
they
radio.
They have Monopoly Junior. That's Paw Patrol version.
They don't have a lot of games. There's
they get
a bunch
crossover?
Of different Scrabbles.
How did they get that crossover?
They've got Golden Girls Clue.
Oh, we need
okay,
to play that.
We
though.
Definitely need to play that.
What is going on?
Rose did it in the living room.
with a walking cane. With a casserole. It was a poison casserole.
What about Tapple? You ever heard of Tapple?
Oh, yeah. No. We got Tapple at home. It's fun.
How do you play Tapple?
Oh, yeah. I played that at literally your game.
See?
That's the only time I've ever played it.
How do you play the game?
You press a letter.
I don't care.
And then you draw a card, and whatever the topic is, it goes around the table, and you have to press a letter and name something that starts with that letter that has to do with the topic before the timer runs out.
And then you car brands, and you're like, oh, Toyota, and you got to push the T down.
Yep.
Well, then you got to
Tucson.
No, you can't do all T's. It's a different letter of the alphabet. Oh. Yeah, the T's gone.
Now it's your turn. Okay, now you press the S and you pass it on the ball.
K.
Kia.
Oh, hey, look at that.
We made our own game.
Pass it to Brittany. Make her participate. She hates this.
No.
Well, we're not a Hasbro Sucks podcast.
No.
We're a Tapple podcast.
We're on the verge.
We're Dice of Thunder, a Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual play podcast.
Yeah.
Getting into it fast. We left the Shumfall of 5 on top of the literal Maw of Rovagug. The canon to end all cannons. You guys are climbing up the backside of it right now. You have no idea what's up there. And an army of ogres charging across the landscape at the gunworks right now. All of the shield marshals have scattered to the walls and the ramparts to start defending the place. It's attacked before, but according to all of them, the size of this army is formidable.
Yeah, because normally the gunworks is fine by itself.
Yeah,
it can defend itself. They're acting crazy right now.
Absolutely. But the Maw of Rovagug is under some kind of unknown threat. The lead smiths had created some perimeter around the base of it. The shield marshals that were in the area took them out because they started getting fired upon.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? The lead smiths wouldn't let any shield marshals up on top of this thing. And the marshals that tried to get up there were saying they were getting shot at by some unknown force. And now you guys have to climb up on top of it and see what's happening.
I mean, reluctantly, this is the only way up there.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line? Is that what you guys... That's a Beck song, because you guys were saying I don't listen to music.
Bloodhound
Gang?
Cake.
That's not... Cake. It is cake. Yeah, cake. Yeah, it's cake.
Yeah. Did I say Beck? Don't worry, I'll cut this whole thing out.
No, leave it.
It's not the Bloodhound Gang.
Going the distance. He's going for speed.
Yeah, cake.
Yeah. He's all alone. All alone.
All alone in his time of need. Come on, Brady. You were a big ska fan back in the day.
Yeah, I did like cake.
I mean, who doesn't like,
cake? I like cake today.
I prefer pie.
Yeah. Never heard of them. Speed metal band?
Yeah.
Call back to Atlas.
I haven't seen it yet.
What?
You were
telling me how awesome of a movie is. This is why I went to go see it.
Ha. Got him.
Liar.
I wanted someone else to watch it first and tell me if it sucked.
Tell me.
It worked, and it's sorry, cheesy.
You didn't roll a perception check. What do you want from me?
I'm going to walk around with a D20 in my pocket.
That's mean. But hey, we're on the air, so I have to out this stuff, I guess.
Anyway,
Shumfall of 5, what you going to do, brothers?
Brother, how far are these stairs? I see it. 5, 10.
There are squares in the stairs, so you can walk right up them.
Like Varg just did.
That's what Varg's going to do.
Okay, we don't want a protector tree somewhere around or
something?
I have
no idea what the threats are, Greg.
I don't. I just know the bolts are... Let's just go. Let's go.
There he is.
Let's just go home.
Someone scraped off the yellow paint. He's ready to roll.
No, I said go home. Leave.
Home. Let's back to...
I'm sure this will work itself out.
You know
where
none of this is happening? Absalom.
Exactly.
Yet.
Oh.
Yet. Hey, we don't hurry.
Let's go. Uh-oh. Okay. We can
are
do
we
this.
In initiative or are we...
Nope. No? You're still just in exploration mode.
Okay, I'd like to mount Kal-El.
Luton mounts Kal-El.
And walk up the stairs.
All right.
Varg is right behind.
Same, following behind the crew.
Kairos is tying his shoes.
You get to the top of the stairs. Don't worry about moving Luton.
Okay. She's on his head.
Yeah, that's where the saddle is. It's like a hat.
Yeah, because she's so small.
As you get to the top of the stairs, you see 4 gun-toting leadsmiths spread out around the base of the Maw of Rovagug. 4 leadsmiths? Come on. You guys have fought more than 4 leadsmiths. The other thing you see, standing up at the top, at the very end of the cannon itself...
Well, well, well. If it isn't the Shumfallow 5.
Oh, no.
An 11-foot cyclops brandishing a pair of pistols.
Mr. Voos.
Behind him, at the very end of the Maw of Rovagug, a very cartoonish-looking bundle of pyronite explosives.
Oh my gosh. They are blowing.
They're not trying to use it. They're trying to destroy it.
Now I need you all to roll for initiative. It's the fight with Vuslog on the top of the Maw of Rovagug. When you go to purchase this campaign and you flip to this page of book three, you immediately buy all three books and decide that you're going to run this campaign. This is the fight I've been... You're going to one round all my leadsmiths and push Vuslog off this thing on round two and he'll die. I don't care. All right?
Still worth it.
Still worth it.
I don't get to roll stealth for this one, do I?
Yeah, you would be avoiding notice. Okay. You can still be hiding in cover as you come up the stairs. Now, until you get to the top of the stairs, you cannot see or be seen. So all of you who are below the level of the stairs are undetected and hidden. So that means that only Luton riding on Kal-El is visible. But the normal being able to move through a friendly square and all that stuff still counts. You just can't be targeted while you're still down the stairs. Let's get initiative from Luton.
29.
Kairos.
15.
Darnayru.
29.
And Varg.
Natty 1.
Ooh, I thought I did that.
For a total of?
With my incredible initiative, that is 14.
Okay.
And you still did just as good as I did.
That's incredible.
He's got a...
Incredibly bad.
He's got a decent initiative. All right. Darnayru will go first, and Darnayru will start this combat with the Leadsmiths and Vuslog atop the Maw of Rovagug.
We're all gonna die.
I promise. I will never die. The first thing that Darnayru is gonna do is cast Mirror Image.
Schwan, 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 schwan.
To give himself some buddies. Wherever they went.
All right, Darnayru splits into four versions.
And Darnayru...
Is it five, or you get three images?
I get three
images,
so there's four
and
total.
A Darnayru.
Yes.
Okay, so now they're, you guys feel extra, extra, extra confident because there are four Darnayrus.
Oh, good.
That's right.
A litter of Darnayrus is always better than one.
Their blinding yellow streak up their back is so bright that it gives all of you blindness.
Can I not see Vuslog enough to roll a recall knowledge on him?
Or you can see Vuslog enough to roll that.
I would like to roll a recall knowledge to identify him as
is
the
this gonna is it finally gonna happen? Are we gonna get a success on Vuslog and the Cyclops?
I don't think so.
Let's go.
I'm rolling anyway. Natty 15, baby.
Plus
society. 31.
Plus society, 31.
Yeah.
Finally.
Don't you breathe
Greg,
in like
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry.
No.
DC
whatever.
To identify Vuslog was always going to be one over whatever you roll.
Yep.
No, just kidding. It's 26 and you passed.
Yes.
So at any time, feel free to interrupt me with what you might want to know about Vuslog, but I'll give you some basics. Cyclops, he is a large, giant humanoid. Those are his traits. One of the things known about Cyclops is they have the ability to have a flash of insight. Now, mechanically, what that means is that they can store a successful D20 roll and then save it for another roll in the future.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, dang.
That's terrible.
Terrible. Yeah. They also have ferocity.
Which means they go to dying five.
Oh, no.
No, when they go to zero, they don't fall asleep.
What it means is when reduced to zero, they act normally until the end of their next turn.
So he's got
they
one extra
They do not go
round.
Unconscious when they fall when they go to zero hit points. They still gain wounds as normal. So those are basic cyclopean features that you gained from your role. I will allow you one more piece of information specifically about Vuslog, which is going to be different than a standard Cyclops, right?
Oh, okay.
What would you like to know?
That's different.
Is there anything specifically about Vuslog that you would like to know?
I want to know his immunities.
You want to know his immunities. Okay. As a Cyclops and a monstrous humanoid, he has no immunities.
Ooh.
Excellent.
That's helpful.
That's really good.
But he's got a good old a save reroll. His natty 20 for the insight.
Well, what it does is it allows you to automatically just calculate a success, not a critical success, instead of even rolling. You can just say, this is a success.
Okay, good to know. Well, that's my whole turn then.
Okay, that brings us to Luton on top of Kal-El.
Luton and Kal-El are going to stay where they are. Luton is going to use her what could have been feat, which is a time mage dedication feat.
This is new.
What does this
mean?
And
she's going to summon a Luton from another timeline.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
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 Oh, wait, I remember this.
Are you serious?
It could be a random type of Luton.
Sasquatch Luton.
Sasquatch.
Okay. Wow. And
I'm Luton.
Luton.
Sasquatch Luton has been summoned, huh?
I would like to. Where put would her you like? Here.
Okay, so she's on the opposite side of the battlefield from.
Cool.
The Shumfala 5, and that is all three actions.
That's right.
For Luton, because if I remember correctly, this takes the place of a summon
animal.
That's too far away. That's 45 feet. It's a 30-foot range on that spell.
Then right here, please.
Okay, that is 30 feet.
Cast Intimidating Shout. That's the way you just said that.
Now, this version of Luton is summoned at Luton's stats at level 4.
That's right.
Because when she does a summoned creature, she can summon up to the spell level. Basically, okay. The spell level of that's consumed is the level of the creature that is summoned.
So this Luton can do everything that level 4 Luton can
Hold on. Let me double check and make sure that that's really how this works.
We double checked yesterday.
I know, but I want to read it for Gil.
Definitely not for Greg. We're because definitely reading for Gil.
What you've done is taken the place of a level 4 casting of summon animal, right?
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get the level right in case it's a higher level. Okay. You summon a creature that has the animal trait. In this case, it has the Sasquatch trait, whose level is minus 1. That's not half. That's your level minus 1.
Yeah, level 7.
That's a level... Aren't you guys level 9? No, you're level 8.
Level 8.
Yeah, so that's a level 7 Luton that you summon.
Nice.
That's interesting, because that's not what we read yesterday.
Well, I must have been wrong.
Wow. Right out of the book.
There it is. So level 7 Luton.
I'm not complaining. I'll take level 7 over level 4.
Editor's note, it should have been a level 3 Sasquatch Luton.
So my summoned Sasquatch Luton has 2 actions.
Yep, and has access to all of Luton's level 3 spell repertoire.
Yes.
And what's the XP on this? What's the hit points on it?
It's another Luton, right?
Yeah, it's another, but she's got 86, she has 75 hit points, because that's what she had at level 7.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Shumfala 6,
that
let's go.
That still doesn't sound right. I feel like it,
that's the spell.
What we worked out yesterday from the book.
Yeah.
Makes more sense, but this is... Anyway, I'm not complaining.
Here's the thing.
I'm not complaining.
This ability, it's in the Dark Archive, and what it says in the ability text is you summon an alternate form of you.
Yeah.
And you is you at the level that you summon, and you use the summoning characteristics in order to do this. You're burning a level 4 spell for this.
Can my summoned Luton summon something else?
Technically, no, because it's still a summoned creature,
it is.
Which means it only gets 2 actions, and summoning is
takes 3.
A 3 action.
All right,
cast.
Fine.
Scott's like, thank God.
Wipe my brow. Also, you got this feat at level 8, so this Luton does not have the what could have been feat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when does summoned Luton take her turns?
Right now. And she's Shumfala 5 chanting.
Yeah.
And Sasquatch Luton looks over at Varg.
Varg winks.
And her Sasquatch face gets really sad.
Oh.
And she just starts kind of softly crying.
What? Sasquatch Varg died.
Yeah, well,
oh my.
We're all Sasquatches.
We don't know the timeline that,
we don't.
That Luton came from. So.
And what would you like her to do with her 2 actions?
Blazing
Sit down and
bolt.
Tell us the story.
Blazing Bolt?
Yes,
Blazing Bolt.
We leave
we're
the battle.
Shooting enemies.
We leave the battle and talk about this.
Yeah. Talk about our feelings.
I want to know more about this story.
2 action casting a Blazing Bolt allows you to hit 2 enemies.
That's right.
And what's the range on Blazing Bolt?
60 feet.
60 feet?
Not enough to...
Just 1 square shy of view slog.
So how about this one and this one?
All right, so there are 2 leadsmiths on the left side of the Maw of Rovagug, of the base.
I think we should call them left smiths.
Left smiths.
Yep.
On the 50-foot base, there are 2 on the right, and Luton is shooting at the 2 that are positioned on the left, and they all have long rifles. Mm. All these leadsmiths have long rifles out and in their hands. So roll to hit, Sasquatch Luton.
Yeah.
It's just whatever your normal hit is, or 2 hit minus 1. So I think it's plus 15.
It's plus 16, the range
That's
strike.
Your level 8 ability is plus 16. At level 7, you had a plus 15.
Okay, so 26 total.
26 total is a hit on the first leadsmith.
Nice.
We'll call him leadsmith 1.
Roll again for the second?
Yes.
Plus
15.
So 20 total. That's a miss, I think.
20 total is a miss. So now we need some boosted
damage.
Exactly.
Boost away.
4d6 fire damage? Or was it lower last level?
Hold on, let me check. Blazing Bolt is a signature spell, so she would cast it at level... Let's see, level 7, you have access to level 4 spells at level 7, so if it gets heightened up to
Sasquatch
Luton's, right. If it gets heightened up to Sasquatch Luton's level 4 spell rank, then you add 2d6 for each level. So you add 6d6 to the base, and the base is 4d6. That's 10d6 damage to this Ludsmith.
Oh my goodness.
Math break.
Did I do that right?
21.
21 damage to Ludsmith number 1. Ouch. Okay.
Awesome.
What an incredible turn. And now you have a Sasquatch version of yourself that will do damage take two actions after your turn every round. Now, while riding Kal-El, you don't get bonus actions for Kal-El. So it is now.
Is it an action to dismount? Can't remember.
It's free action to dismount. You just jump right off.
So I would like to jump off.
Okay. You jump off and are on the ground somewhere, just right in any one of the squares that he occupies. You would be in. So he occupies 4 squares, and you occupy 1/4 of 1 square. 16 lutens for
I'm
1
in his
Kal-El.
Eye.
Yeah. Then he would take a bonus action, which I believe is just to step in front of the group and take a defensive position.
Perfect.
Maybe trying to get into a spot where he could bum rush Ludsmith 3 on his next turn.
Possibly.
That would make a lot of sense for Kal-El, and he is now 35 feet away from that Ludsmith.
Nice.
The time has come, my friends. Luton's turn is over, and a cyclopean maniac will now be taking his turn. A dueling pistol in each hand.
Dueling pistols?
Dueling pistols. Twin dueling pistols.
Aim for the ranged attackers and take out that jaguar.
Uh-oh.
No.
No.
Don't tell me what to do.
Levels both pistols at Kal-El and fires. I'm a little bit far away, so I'm taking a little bit of a penalty on my attack. 30 to hit Kal-El.
That hits.
21 damage with the first hit.
Gross.
Second shot. Oh, that's a miss. Very low.
Sweet.
Like 15 to hit Kal-El.
That's a miss.
And with his last action, he reloads both pistols.
That's a critical fail.
Oh, Greg, you don't like that, do you?
I don't like that he's reloading with no open hands.
Yeah.
Who's he, Goro?
No, he's Vuslog. My name's Vuslog.
Vuslog, what are you doing here?
Yeah, you've come to the end now, Shumfollow 5. I'll show you what I'm doing.
And it is now some Ludsmith turns. The Ludsmith that was just shot by a blazing bolt levels its rifle down at Sasquatch Luton and fires. A 28 to hit.
That's a hit.
That is 8 damage.
Okay.
Reloads and shoots again. And the second shot is a 23 to hit, which is a miss.
Okay.
Nice.
So Sasquatch Luton is down to 68 hit points.
Thank you for keeping track there. It's Ludsmith 4's turn, who's on the other side of the Maw of Rovagug, opposite of Kal-El now, and closer to Vuslog.
I wonder why Vuslog would say go for the ranged attackers. Maybe they're more susceptible to ranged attacks.
Or they just know that our ranged attackers are cannons.
Going to shoot at Kal-El, 25 to hit Kal-El.
Miss.
Nice.
Wow. Reloads, shoots again. Good job, Kal-El. 21 on the second shot.
Miss again.
Two misses back to back.
This is what we need.
Okay.
This is what we need.
Yeah.
That brings us to Kairos Duvalo.
Yeah, dude.
Kairos.
All right. Well, I can shoot from where I'm at, right? Even though I'm under that little cliff.
No, you'd have to come up around the top of the stairs.
All right. So I'll come up to the top of the stairs, and I want to take aim at Vuslog. He should be close enough.
I think he is.
And then I'm going to cast Holy Light.
90 feet away.
Yep. I got 120 with Holy Light, so
120 on the bow.
Turn on the magic of color light.
What's the bow's range?
The bow's range is far. The bow's range is 100 feet.
Okay, you're good.
You're good.
Natty 19.
Yes.
So that's going to be, what is that, 34? It's a 34 to hit?
Yeah, a 34 is a hit.
Cool. 2d8.
That was squishy. Gross. That was real squishy. You must have hit him right in his eye.
He, like, looking around.
Yeah.
The arrow's
just 35. I'm sorry, it's a 35 to hit.
A 35 is still a hit?
15 for my ranged attack.
That's 2d8.
Yeah, plus he rolled 2d8.
Very good. The fire damage from Holy
7
Light?
7d6.
Dang.
That is a lot of damage.
Let's just kill this guy.
Yes, please.
I don't think we're going to one-shot him.
It would be nice.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
30?
Nice.
Nice.
30 damage 30. On 7d6?
30 fire damage.
Yeah, that's
well
pretty good.
Well done.
And that would be my turn.
Very good. 30 damage and 14 bow damage. Yeah. So 44 damage to Vuslog.
Hootie hoo. Okay.
The hootie hoo. Rawr.
Cowl's just.
That was Vuslog.
That was Vuslog. Yeah.
Oh.
That's the end of your turn. That brings us to Ladsmith 3, who is going to take a shot at Kal-El, per the instructions from his boss. 24 to hit.
Miss.
Yeah, all day, isn't it? Reloads, shoots again. Nope, 12 to hit. Rolling like crap. It is Varg's turn.
Let's go.
Sweet. Nice. All right, Varg is going to put Kinflincer into overdrive.
Okay.
I got to roll.
Roll that crafting check.
He's crafting. The one to call Dr. Feelgood.
DC 24. That is a critical.
Oh, yeah!
38.
Oh, no.
Let's all right, go.
So that means instead of plus 4, I get a plus 6.
Yeah. To his damage. Forever.
Yep.
Yes.
Until he dies.
Not Sasquatch, Varg. Come on now.
He might already be dead.
Yeah, so the only difference is I still stay in overdrive for 1 minute, but after 1 minute, they're on a cooldown, and I have to wait another minute before I can use overdrive again.
Okay.
So, but plus 6 on that, and then I'm going to rage, and then I want to run up as close as I can to
overdrive, rage, and abuse log. All right, so that
I have
would be
35 feet. Wow.
You can get
whilst raging
right
there in 35 feet, right up to the edge of the Maw of Rovagug's turret.
Okay.
Now, climbing up on the thing, it's difficult terrain, so it's just a double move to climb onto the gun.
Okay.
The barrel. So the platform is fine.
Okay.
That's at the level that you guys are on. But
that was the next question.
The gun barrel itself just requires double amount of movement to cross over to one of the
squares.
What's
considered the gun barrel this?
Yep. The center, basically the long, 75-foot long barrel.
So this platform here, we can get on?
That's the turret. You guys can get on that without a movement penalty.
Got it.
Perfect.
All right. That is the end of Varg's turn. He's a little closer, and Ledsmith 2 is going to take his turn now, leveling an arquebus at Sasquatch Luton, which is the only character that he can see. Natural 20.
Whoa, no.
Oh, boy. That is interesting because it is a gun, right? And we know that shooting guns is scary. Total damage is 29 damage to summoned Sasquatch Luton.
Okay.
Reloads, shoots again. Natural 4. All right,
hey,
that's
there we go.
And that takes us to the end of round 1. The top of round 2 starts with Darnayru.
Yes, it does. And Darnayru is going to start using all of the items he has, basically. So he's going to activate his Bracelet of Dashing, which gives him 10-foot status bonus to speed for a minute. So that'll be 10 rounds of that. So that'll be one action. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to activate my invisibility rune on my armor, which it's not going to be used for very long. It's just until I make an attack action, basically. And then I'm going to move, because now I have 40 feet of movement speed.
You are hidden and undetected as you move.
Moving real fast. With 40 feet of movement speed, I can get 10 feet behind Varg. And that's as far as I can make it. So there's all three of my actions.
Very good.
Fast, invisible, and angry. I'm so invisible, I can't even see myself on the map.
That's my bad.
And you still have your mirror images out?
Yep.
Okay.
Do they all go invisible?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
They definitely do. That brings us to Luton.
Luton would like to cast Fireball.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aim for the Pyronite Dynamite.
Don't blow up the mob.
It'll blow up all of us, I think.
All of us would die.
20-foot burst.
Yeah.
I'd like to... I don't know how to put the...
Oh.
That's a good spot. Okay.
We've figured out a position that Luton can hit the Maw of Rogug's barrel and affect Ledsmith 3, Ledsmith 4, and Vuslog all with
nice
shots. So I got to roll 3 reflex saves.
Right.
Oh, man. Vuslog got a 22.
Miss.
The other two critically succeeded.
Dang.
So Vuslog takes full damage,
though. Vuslog takes full damage. Full fireball damage.
Yeah.
66.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
He's going to be holy smoking after this.
No kidding.
24.
24 nice damage. All right.
That's hot.
What would you like to do with your last action? Kal-El bonus action?
Kal-El. Well, he gets a bonus action no matter what, right?
That's right, yeah. Well, you have a last action, too.
I would like to command him to attack.
Okay. Ooh. So with the commanded attack of Kal-El, he will cat pounce his way to wherever you'd like.
Yeah, basically. This guy here.
All right, so he cat pounces his way to Leadsmith 3.
Yes.
Which is a move and a strike in one move. He was 35 feet away, exactly his movement speed.
He sprinted right by Darnayru and Varg.
Right
and
so through their squares.
Feel the wind as he races by.
Hair gets in our mouth.
30 to hit.
Yes.
30 is a hit. With a jaws attack.
With the jaws, 2d6 plus 8.
Dang, plus 8. Yeah. That's so good.
The plus 8, dude, all day. On a crit, he can really shred.
Oh, I didn't roll good.
Minimum 10.
Three on the dice.
11.
11, yeah. That's better than nothing.
And one more action with Kal-El. We'll swipe with a claw.
Claw.
Yeah.
30 again.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
And that was his second attack modifier. 25 still a hit. Or 26.
26.
It would be 26, yeah.
Still a hit.
This one's 2d4 plus 8.
Yep.
Slashing damage.
Eight? Yeah, because this comes from his strength modifier.
Sweet.
So 6 plus 8, so...
That's 14 damage.
14 damage.
Outstanding.
Let's go.
Okay.
And that's Luton's turn.
And now it's time for Sasquatch Luton. What's she going to do?
I think she's also going to do Fireball.
Okay. Same spot?
Same spot.
All right. I guess I'll be rolling reflex saves again.
I love it.
Viewslog critically succeeded this time.
Okay.
But the other two, Leadsmith 3 and 4, 20 and 19.
They both fail. Let's roll high.
So that'll be 66 from Sasquatch Luton, and she's burning up all her spells.
That's what she's there for.
This is no longer a fair fight.
I love every bit of it.
Extra Luton?
This is the type of fight when you do all the side quests first.
Yeah. That's exactly what this is.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. 22 damage.
Holy smokes. Wow. Okay, the Leadsmiths are smoking. 22 damage. There's a lot of damage needed, and it is now Viewslog's turn, who takes aim at Kairos.
Oh.
With a couple of shots.
He's still shooting at a distance, so this is good.
He is shooting at a distance.
And he has cover, doesn't he?
No, he's at the top of the stairs, Kairos is.
Oh, okay, yeah, he has the clear line of sight.
30 on the first strike.
That's a hit.
Natural 20 on the second strike.
That's a hit.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, no. Kairos, you never get hit. This is weird.
Last round, I got hit a lot.
That's true. I don't like the way you just looked at Jordan.
I know.
He's the non-crit was 24 damage.
Whoa.
Dang. Oh boy.
Does precision damage, it gets doubled, right?
For crits?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Okay, I rolled low on the precision damage. 49 damage.
Oh my gosh.
From the crit.
That's a lot of damage.
And he laughs.
Bet you didn't like that at all, did you? Don't worry, you're next.
And he's going to intimidate Luton. 28 to intimidate.
Is that against my AC?
10 plus your will save modifier.
I have 17.
It's 27. I got it by one.
Yeah.
You were frightened one.
Shoot.
And that is the end of Yuslog's turn. It is Leadsmith 1's turn, who now has a line of sight on both Kairos and Luton. I'm going to let the dice decide.
How long does that last? One round?
End of your next turn.
Okay.
On a roll of a 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 on a D6, I'll attack Kairos. On a roll of a 1, I'll attack Luton. Just kidding. I'll just make it odds and evens.
We do not.
What?
Odds or evens, Kairos.
Choose wisely.
If I roll an even, I will attack Kairos. 5. This shot is on Luton. So the Leadsmith reloads, because all of them shot, reload, and shot on their first turn. So he starts this round by reloading and then shoots at Luton. 34 to hit.
That's a hit.
Ooh.
5 damage.
All right.
Not too bad.
No, not too bad. And then reloads at the end of its turn. It is Leadsmith 4's turn, who was recently roasted by a fireball from Luton. And is also going to shoot at Luton. Let's see, does she get any cover? No, the line of action does not go through any of the spaces. So he has a clear line of sight, and is reloads, and then is going to shoot at Luton. 34 to hit.
That hits.
Man.
8 damage.
Okay.
And then reloads at the end of its turn. That brings us to Kairos.
All right. 4 level healing spell. I want to do the one that's 4d8 plus 32 for me.
That's a 2 action.
That's what we'll do. Do a 2 action one of those. It'd be 52 healing for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then...
You just rolled 52 what?
Healing damage.
Dang, dude.
Would have been 48 plus 32?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And then...
He's feeling real good after that.
Arcane Cascade, just be ready for the next one.
Okay. For the sake of the Thunder Buddies who are out there Count and Peanuts are going to see Arcane Cascaded first, because your action previous to that was your spell strike, yeah. And then you cast your heal spell, but it all ends up the same.
Wouldn't I already be ready? Like, if I wanted to do a spell strike before the heal, I would have been ready, because my last move was a spell strike, but because I went to do the heal, I then need to do an Arcane Cascade so that I can do a spell strike next time.
That part of what you said is still correct. You still need to do Arcane Cascade, but the Arcane Cascade crunchy crunch says when your previous action was a spell strike, you can then go into Arcane Cascade.
Okay.
So if you don't go into Arcane Cascade immediately after a spell strike, you have to do a different type of concentrate, and you don't get the benefits of Arcane Cascade.
Okay.
But I want you to have those benefits, which is the bonus damage and everything else that comes along with turning that on. So there you go. Because that's your intention.
Yeah.
And it is Leadsmith 3's turn, who's standing face to face with a massive jaguar, drops his arquebus and draws a club from his back and swings it at Kal-El. 19 to hit. That's a miss, and that's his turn. Oh, no, he's got one action left. We'll swing a second time. 24 to hit Kal-El on the second strike.
Yes.
Wow, his AC is up high enough to the point where he's, like, able to tank.
Finally.
At least minions.
Mm. Finally, it is happening, Kal-El.
Well, another thing that's finally happening.
Love the 80s.
Varg.
Yeah. Finally.
Let's go, Varg.
Raging and overdriven.
I want to get as close to Vuslog as I can.
In two moves, you can make it to Vuslog. I already measured it.
Yes. Right into his face.
Even with the added movement of taking extra distance to climb up on top of the barrel of the Maw of Rovagung.
Varg gets right up into his face.
Right up in his face.
And says, "My axe wants to say hello.
Ooh.
Bring it on, Fuzzy."
You're looking up to this guy, just so you know.
Yeah. 20 to hit.
20's a miss.
Dang it.
Next time. We'll see about that, wow. Junior.
Oh, no.
Dude, you rolled, like, what, a 3?
Yeah.
You rolled a natty 3.
Are you serious? I'm dead serious. I rolled a 3.
Wow. You would have probably killed him if you would have crit.
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Raging.
Well, it's yes.
Well, let me use a hero point, because I want
to.
I want to destroy him.
Let's go.
I'm so scared right now.
I know.
Uh-oh.
24.
24. Oh. Still a miss.
Dang.
Sorry.
Wow.
And that takes you to how many hero points?
0.
This is not good. I thought, yeah, okay.
It's Leadsmith 2's turn, who is going to take another shot at, or is going to reload, and then take a shot at Sasquatch Luton. Natty 2.
Hey, we like that.
Yes.
Time to break a window with this big fat dice. Reload stand is turned. That brings us to Darnayru at the top of round 3.
Yeah, Darnayru.
What is your invisible self got cooked up?
Lots of things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use 2 of my actions, which can only get me 80 feet, and 5 of the, like, a difficult terrain getting
5,
up there.
Yep.
So I need to go to where it says 75 feet, which is not going to get me into an opportune position, so I'm hoping that Varg's okay with me staying invisible for one more round.
Sure.
I'm going to go here, and then this puts me at 65. What is that right there?
75.
75. Then we're going to move right where, because I'm trying to go skate around Vuslog.
Okay.
So that's for the first 2 actions. My third action, what I will do is I will activate Analyze Weakness. So that costs an action to do that.
What type of traits does that have?
Not attacking.
Not manipulate? Not interact? It's not an interact action?
Nope, nothing.
As long as it doesn't have a manipulate trait or a verbal trait or something like that, that would, you know, a power word, you know what I'm saying? Then you can do that and stay invisible.
You know, I think I have to do it on the turn that I attack, so let me read this really fast.
Sure.
You carefully study a creature that you've identified to scope out particular weak points in its position or physical form. The next time you deal sneak attack damage to the chosen creature with a strike before the end of your turn. So I need to do it on the turn
when
I attack. Because normally that's how I do it.
Just gonna
this is the first time I was trying to do it before.
Third move then?
You know, maybe I should just take the third turn. So yeah, I will finish my third action to go into a flanking position with Varg.
All right. Darnayru now is between the explosive and Vuslug.
Love it.
Vuslug.
I like Vuslug better. And that's my whole turn.
Luton, you're up.
Vuslug.
I committed to that a little too hard.
Yeah, he did.
Luton's going to move her full movement first.
15
which is
feet?
15 feet, so.
Is that like an all-out sprint for her?
No, that's just one move action. An all-out sprint would be 45 feet.
Okay, so that's one action. I would like to use Lightning Bolt, but I don't think I'm in a good position line-wise. to get these two? I know I can't get them all.
It's a lightning bolt has a like 100 and some odd foot range.
120.
This, can you see the yellow?
Yes.
That line of effect, it would hit Kal-El, but it would miss Varg and Darnayru and would hit all three enemies.
Okay, let's do it.
Wow, how many hit points does Kal-El have?
I can heal him.
He's only been hit a little bit,
right?
He's
got 55.
Oh.
I don't know.
I shot him with view slog.
You did.
Must have. Okay. I think he could probably take it. So Luton has moved up 15 feet into an advantageous position, is launching a ray attack, lightning bolt, which will hit Leadsmith 3, Leadsmith 4, and Viewslog, and miss Varg and Darnayru.
What's the power word?
At this point, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Overpowered character! And then a lightning bolt appears.
I'm going to do a level 3 lightning bolt.
Okay.
You have to do reflex saves.
Great. Come on.
And so does Kello.
I'm glad I didn't take a step to the right. That would ruin this whole plan.
So Viewslog got a 24, which is a fail.
Fail.
Yes.
Leadsmith 3, 21.
Okay.
And Leadsmith 4, critical success.
Okay.
Two full damages and
two
one
two full damages,
nothing.
And one of those full damages is Viewslog.
Yeah.
And the Leadsmith that's been hurt real bad.
Yes.
How'd Kal-El do?
He failed. Wait, yeah, he failed. 22.
Plus it. Oh, you only rolled a 4?
I rolled a 4, okay. And he has plus 18.
All right, Kal-El. Taking one for the team.
Taking one for the team. It's all right. It's okay, Kiki.
He looks at Luton like, Mama? What did I do?
Like when you accidentally step on your cat's tail and they're massively offended by you?
Yes.
I stayed off the counter. I don't understand.
All right, that's 4d12 electricity damage.
Whoa, I didn't know it was 4d12.
That's incredible.
That level 3, that's 4d12.
That's bananas. 4d12, that's 4,012. That's a lot of damage.
In the year 4d12.
29
whoa, damage.
Let's go.
Oh, a view slog takes 29 damage. Leadsmith 3 takes 29 damage.
Kal-El takes 29
damage. Kal-El takes 29 damage.
I'm so sorry. Oh,
no. But describe your kill on Leadsmith 3.
Yeah. There we go. Clear the field a little bit.
He electrocutes to death.
And then he looks like those toasted gremlins on the corner.
His hair is sticking up. He's all charred.
Are you sure? You sure it's not like Home Alone?
Well,
the skeleton.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's like that. I think that Sasquatch Luton would like to follow suit.
Yes.
Shoots a lightning bolt of her own at the other leadsmiths on the other side, which she can do without moving from her current position. Hit them both. Well, I guess I got to roll a couple
reflex
saves.
You got to roll a
reflex. Oh my gosh.
Please, natty one.
A 4 and a natty one.
Yes! Serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious. So Leadsmith 1 fails. Leadsmith 2 critically fails. 4d12.
Full and double, baby.
Full and double.
Man. Talk about being dead serious.
Unless you think she would have used her heightened.
22.
Roll another one. She would have used her heightened Thunderbolt. Or
instead
lightning
of level 3, level 4.
22
plus.
Plus 10.
Oh, wow. 32.
32
and 64
damage.
Yeah.
On Leadsmith 2. Wow.
We haven't done much to that side.
You haven't hit Leadsmith 2. So, takes all that damage, does not die. Leadsmith 1 is also not dead, but they are both smoking. And not in the good kind
crispy.
Of smoking.
Harry!
Harry! That brings us to my turn.
Oh, God.
Luton, you're no longer frightened. What to do with this massive creature who drops both of his pistols.
Uh-oh.
I don't like the sound
this
of that.
This is bad.
Right off the side of the Maw of Rovagun.
Oh, he's committed.
He gets this massive grin on his face.
He poops.
Reaches up behind his back and draws out an axe the size of Varg.
Oh,
my gosh.
He's got a colossal weapon?
This axe is as big as you, boy.
You
that's
wish.
An 8-foot axe.
He swings with this great axe.
That axe is so great.
It is pretty great. 32 to hit Varg.
Okay.
And 16 axe damage. That's pretty good.
That was adorable.
And then he kicks you.
Oh, oh man. No.
And I'm going to try, if I remember correctly, it's an athletics check to try to shove someone.
Athletics, yeah.
It's athletics, right? Oh, you know what? No. He's going to try to disarm you.
Did he?
Oh.
With his axe?
No, it doesn't have the disarm trait.
Him, I probably missed this. Did him pulling out his axe?
You do get a reactive strike.
I would like to take said reactive strike.
Yeah, okay, fine. That happens before the damage to you, because it is... Okay. This is... Yeah.
Just okay. This, yeah. Don't go too
that
deep.
That should have happened when I drew the weapon, because I've taken an action after that, which means it doesn't miss anyway. Count, move but on. I'm going to let you
it. Was
you
a miss
it.
Anyway. Move
it
on.
Was?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. So excited to be like, surprise.
The overdriven great axe?
Yeah.
Okay. That's just the universe writing itself, and not that that's a thing.
Not just making sure that his next strike is true.
I'm attempting an athletics check against your fortitude DC. What is your fortitude DC?
Plus 18.
So 28, and I got a 25.
Yay!
I never skip leg day.
So he tries to shove you off of the maw of Rovagug. And you hold your ground.
Against an 11-foot cyclops.
Less than 11, against an 11-foot cyclops. That brings us to Leadsmith 1, who has been fricasseed by a lightning bolt, is going to shoot at summoned Luton.
Sasquatch Luton.
And has a 28 to hit, does only 3 damage, reloads, shoots again, misses. Leadsmith 4's turn. That's the one that's over by Kal-El.
Like face to face with
no,
Kal-El?
No, it's the one that's 15 feet away from Kal-El, still has rifle.
Didn't
out.
One of them die? Okay.
One of them's dead.
Three. The one face to face with Kal-El was the one that died.
Okay.
Get it off the map.
I am taking it off the map right now.
Clean up your room. Come on.
Yeah.
Is going to shoot at Kairos. 30 to hit.
To hit?
Dang.
Minimum damage. 2 damage to Kairos. Reloads, shoots again. Nope. I don't think so. 17 to hit.
That's a miss.
All right, that takes us to Kairos' turn.
Okay, Kairos is going to summon Holy Light on Vuslog.
Turn on the magic of color light.
And so that's going to be a 33 to hit.
That's a hit?
Yeah.
You guys are rolling really good
Finally
today.
Finally rolling good.
When it counts,
don't worry.
Shum follow 5.
I haven't attacked yet, so.
2d8 plus 2.
Don't
first.
Get your hopes up.
Oh. That's not good. That'll be 5.
Okay.
And then...
And 7d6?
Yeah. 18.
18. Okay. You have 1 action remaining.
Arcane Cascade.
Okie dokie.
That's my...
Concentrate.
That's my turn.
And it is Varg's turn.
Okay, Varg is going to try to finish off Vuslog.
No, there is no try.
Varg is going to finish off Vuslog with a... Critical overdriven raging megaton strike.
Oh, yes.
I dare you.
Do it.
And he's flanked.
A triple dog dare you. You won't.
Don't say that.
I can say that.
You will.
33 to hit.
33 is a hit.
Yes. Okay. Do a billion damage.
That is 43 damage.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Well, describe your kill.
Yeah.
Yep. Woo!
39 hit points.
That's for
so
some
great.
For some flavor. Varg says, "This is how you trip," and he swings Ken Flinzer from under his feet and
cuts both his legs off.
Cuts both his legs off at the knees.
Now
and
shorter
then,
than you,
like maybe he's eye level.
Yeah. He's eye level.
Get
that's
it? So good. Get
and then in mid swing, brings the axe back around over his shoulders and lands Ken Flinzer into his head.
Dang!
And his eye pops.
Yes.
Ew.
And then Varg takes the eye out and eats it.
Oh, oh yummy.
Always with the eating parts.
Who else but Varg? Yeah.
Wow.
He's not dead. As he uses a reaction to stabilize himself with his ferocity.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's takes the hit, but like,
you should have... You should have went for the head. Right? I did go for the head.
You missed.
You freak.
You freak.
He can't see, right? His eyeballs.
No,
mean.
He's not. I mean, that was all fun and fancy, but the truth
can I
is,
do a finishing
he's
strike
not
on
dead
him?
Yet.
No.
Is and there you would such a thing as a finishing strike?
You would have to, if you strike him again, he does not have another reaction.
Okay. I'm going to strike again.
Hold on. I'm going to do my opportune backstab right now.
Oh. What?
Yes.
Yes.
You are the worst.
I've done nothing in this entire combat except for run around invisible.
Oh, my. This is
awful.
Finish
hopefully
him.
Awesome. I mean, hopefully it doesn't,
hopefully it doesn't hit at all.
You don't hate. I rolled a natty 11 natty plus 1. 17.
That's a miss.
Is it 28?
No, it's not. It's a hit.
Because he's down.
Because he's flanked.
But I only do 2d6.
He only has 0 hit points, so I'm sure he'll be okay.
There, 12 damage.
Okay.
As I pop out from invisible.
Describe your stolen kill.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the worst
so
day ever.
I don't even know. I just hit him in the back. I was like, he was already dead. I don't feel like I did anything.
Oh, man. Well, you're no longer invisible.
Nope, I am visible.
So Vark still has one action left?
Vark still has two actions.
No, I just Megaton Strike. Those two actions.
That was a Megaton? Yeah, you still have one action.
So I think I have to climb down the barrel. But I want to get behind this.
You can do that in one turn. You can jump down.
Okay.
It's only a 10-foot drop.
Okay. I'll get behind Let's Smith 4. And
if you do that, I will need an acrobatics check to make sure you don't fall prone.
Okay. 24.
That's a pass. You're fine.
Okay.
You land on the ground. You're behind Led Smith 4 now, and it is the...
Varg whispers into the Led Smith's ear,
"You're next."
Oh, man.
My goodness. It's Ledsmith 2's turn, who spends their all three actions and gets right up in front of Kairos and says, "Excuse me." And that is the end of round three.
Can I run by you? He's trying to run away.
And it is Darnayru's turn at the top of round four.
Darnayru will use two move actions to get into a position behind the Ledsmith that...
You have catfall?
I do.
You're good. You jump down off of the top of the side of the Maw of Robogug there and land in a flank.
And that unfortunately took two actions, so now I will just roll one. Oh, natty 19. Nope, natty 16 plus 17.
31.
33.
That's a critical success.
Yeah! Woo! Here we go.
Let's go.
On a flanking, 19 damage.
19 damage on Ledsmith 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Dang.
That brings us to Luton.
Oh, no. I forgot 1d6 persistent vitality damage.
Oh, well.
Oh, that happens on your turn. It doesn't happen on my turn.
Doesn't happen at all, because you forgot.
I know it's only versus undead.
Let me have one victory.
That's not how this is supposed to go.
All right. It's Luton's turn still.
All right. I'm going to cast Coral Scourge on Mr. Excuse Me up here.
Mr. Excuse Me.
That's the one that creates the two circles of death?
No, that's...
Oh, Coral Scourge is the
Scourge.
Crushing deep.
That's
oh, no, that's the one that makes you grow
them,
in coral.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. I like literally forgot it on purpose.
You have to roll a deep reflex.
What's the DC?
26.
I rolled a 16. That's a critical failure, which means...
Booyah.
Critical failure.
How? This spell has been cast four times on
no,
this show.
Yeah.
On this show.
Oh.
No, it's been cast four times. On me, Greg, I remember. And I critically failed it three times. That's why I remember.
Three? I thought it was two. You're totally right, then. Dang.
Let's hear it for Coral.
Coral!
So you're clumsy two?
Yep, clumsy two, infected with growths of coral that are slowly turning me into a statue.
Do these Ledsmiths use lotion at all?
Dry.
So
skin's dry.
So it's even worse.
So it's worse.
What would you like to do with your last action?
I only have... That was two actions. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to command Kal-El to attack.
Okay. Kal-El moves up into position with a cat pounce on Ledsmith 4. Roll to hit.
Let's see. 28.
That's a hit.
Okay. 14 damage.
Nice.
14 damage. Roll to hit with Kal-El's claws.
Claws. Nice.
Klaus.
Aw. 9 plus 15.
That's a hit.
So hey.
24.
2d4, 5 plus 8.
13.
13 damage.
Please describe your kill.
Yeah.
Ooh. He gets his face ripped off.
Oh, no.
And then his gut slashed open.
Oh, goodness gracious. That is
like
awful.
It.
Because Kal-El's paw is like the height of
yeah.
his body.
Yeah. Big old frying pan.
Disemboweled is the word, I believe.
Trash can lid
yeah.
for a paw.
That's right.
All
right.
Well, what does good old Summon Luton do on her fourth of 10 turns in existence in this reality?
So awesome.
She's got a lot of great spells. What's a great spell that you never get to cast that
yeah.
you're just like, oh my gosh, let's do it?
I was going to do Blazing Dive.
She can do that.
So might as well do that.
All right. So she launches herself up in the air. flies over to Leadsmith 1 and crashes down on the ground behind him.
Kaboom!
Making Sasquatch noises the whole time.
Yeah. See, it's a DC 26.
Oh, I have to roll like a save? Is it a reflex save?
It says defense, DC 26.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Oh,
hmm.
Reflex. Yeah.
Wow. How does a 17 sound?
It sounds like a failure.
Sounds great.
Does that strike ya?
Yeah, I like that.
Is that exciting?
I like that a lot.
Didn't I call it earlier where I said you guys are going to mop up these leadsmiths in like one turn and you're going to smoke Viewslog?
You did.
Well, it's only round four. I have down to one enemy.
Let's see. 3d4 bludgeoning.
And then it's also 3d4 flame, I think.
So 8 bludgeoning and 3d6 fire.
3d6 fire?
Yeah. So that's 9 fire.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that?
Describe your kill.
Yeah.
That's a double kill for Luton with her summoned animals.
He explodes in a fireball.
Obviously. Boom.
With a Sasquatch Luton.
What a complete loser.
Over.
Kairos, it's your turn. You've got somebody trying to run away in front of you.
Yeah.
He's covered in coral growths.
Don't touch him.
Doesn't look like he's going to be long for this world.
So, we are going to go with Ignition.
All right.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen?
Light him on fire.
Mm-hmm.
The remix.
Natty. 16.
Natty.
16.
Yeah.
But I just want to touch him. Can I do that? We'll call it 32.
That's a crit.
Nice.
I'm just going to put it on him.
You can cast the spell without putting it on the arrow and just cast it on him. Ignition.
Yeah, that's got 30 foot range.
I'll just do that. That's a melee, so that's 31.
No, it's a ranged spell strike.
Yeah, the ranged strike.
Just because you're next to the guy, it's still a ranged strike.
It's still a plus 15, though.
Okay, so it's a 31.
Then that's not a crit.
It's not a crit, then. Yeah.
Okay.
His bow is better at hitting than his spells, which is crazy.
You can still shoot him with the bow.
Hmm.
Do you want the crit or
Wait,
not?
There's no penalty standing next to him?
No.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, let's go with the bow.
Okay.
Let's get the 2d8.
Now we're cooking.
2d.
And it's a crit.
Ooh. That's going to be 14.
Okay.
And then 5d4.
Don't even need to roll it, but go ahead.
It's actually 5d4 times 2 plus 4d4 persistent fire.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to cook his coral off.
His corals are on fire.
It's 14.
So 28.
And then 44.
That'll happen on his turn.
Okay. Stop counting. Because he's not going to get a turn.
Yeah.
Stop counting him dead.
Yeah.
Because he had 11 hit points.
Oh,
yeah.
So he's dead.
Let's go.
Anybody want some barbecue?
That is the end of combat.
Yes.
As all enemies have fallen.
We smoked
I
these
was
guys.
A little stressed about
it. Kel took a little bit of damage, but Kairos had to combat heal. He was almost dead.
Yeah, that was wild. That guy came out guns blazing.
Yeah, took that crit from... getting hit by a Viewslog crit. That's rough, man. Nobody ever thought that was going to happen. But
no.
Here we are. Combat is over. Mana Storm totally
Raging
forgot
on.
To roll all of the wild effects that were supposed to happen during that combat. At the top of every round.
Oh, really?
I was supposed to roll a d6 to determine whether or not you guys would shrink or not.
Ooh.
Oh,
that would have been hard.
Where
would Luton even
tiny.
Go?
Yeah,
where am
if,
I gonna...
if Luton would have shrunk, she would have turned into minuscule Luton.
She would have gone into the quantum realm.
She would have been like the size of a fly.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Thunder Buddies. I'm the worst GM on
Dang.
Earth. Forgive me.
Well, I'm still looking at a giant pyronite bomb at the end of this.
Yeah. Right.
That needs to be dealt with.
I mean, it says roll a d6 for each creature on the battlefield. On a roll of a 1, they shrink. On the roll of a 6, they grow.
Oh.
So we could have had huge Varg.
But what does that do other than make us...
Just makes you huge.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Huge.
That's kind of probably why I forgot, because it doesn't really affect anything other than your movement speed goes down when you're tiny, and it goes up when you're big, and your armor class goes down when you're big. And anyway.
I guess we got to redo the battle.
Yeah. Tune in next week. The really important thing is that you look out over the landscape to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this massive horde of ogres and flying bats the size of, I don't know, what's 15 feet tall? The size of the saloon?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Flapping their way across the battlefield. You also see an explosive charge sitting right at your feet, and it does appear to have a timer on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to find out what happens next week. As the Shumfall of Fires are face to face with an explosive and a horde of enemies. How does it feel, Jordan, having your kill stolen? You feel good about it.
That was a team kill.
Team kill.
Totally fine with that.
I did nothing. I literally did nothing.
You finished him off.
No, I like it. I like
it's like a bunk.
Greg, you're the best type of player for a GM because you overplan your way out of the combat every time. And it's so awesome because I feel it, like I feel it balance.
Low key though, I set myself up perfectly if he had twice as many hit points.
Oh sure. Yeah.
If I was ready to
if he doesn't get hit before by Kairos's attacks or Luton spells or whatever it was, he got hit pretty hard early. You would have been in the spot to do the
I'm rolling like 66 per hit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And on a flanked creature.
Yeah.
Great rolling today, guys.
Yeah, we did good today.
You guys did roll well.
Awesome blossom.
Whew. I was mid.
I cannot wait for next week.
Me too.
We will see you all next week, Thunder Buddies.
Bye.
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 Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.